From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster warns the nuclear threat posed by North Korea would be the most destabilizing development since World War II. Following last week's missile test and President Trump's response that he would take care of the threat, McMaster, appearing on the Fox News Sunday show, said the U.S. is prepared to act, but urged others to do more.
China, as you know, has taken some unprecedented actions. And what we're asking China to do is not to do us or anybody else a favor, but to act in China's interest. There's a real grave danger to China, to Russia, to all nations from a North Korea that's armed with nuclear weapons.
McMaster said North Korea is intent on using nuclear blackmail to reunite the Korean Peninsula and could potentially proliferate its nuclear technology. On the CBS News program Face the Nation, Senate Armed Services Committee member Lindsey Graham urged the Pentagon to move U.S. military dependence out of South Korea.
I'm going to urge the Pentagon not to send any more dependence to South Korea. South Korea should be an unaccompanied tour. It's crazy to send spouses and children to South Korea given the provocation of North Korea.
Senator Graham's warning comes as a major U.S.-South Korean air exercise gets underway. Former Nigerian president and key ally of President Muhammadu Buhari has announced his decision to join an opposition party after quitting the ruling All Progressive Congress last month. Atiku Abubakar says he is planning to join the People's Democratic Party in a possible challenge in 2019 to Buhari. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on former allies in Yemen to halt their fighting. 5 days of violence there between the forces of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh and the Shiite Houthi rebels has left dozens dead. Saleh's forces and the Houthis had a 3-year alliance fighting the Saudi-led coalition backing the administration of President Abu Rabo Mansour Hadi. Former U.S. Ambassador David Mack, now with the Middle East Institute, has negotiated with Saleh in the past.
He remains one of the smartest political operatives in the Arab world. He certainly is a very sharp political operator. He knows how to maneuver. He knows how to balance off different political parties within Yemen. And he's, I believe, showing that he can also balance off different foreign governments, whether it's the Saudi coalition or the Iranians.
Saleh says he is ready to turn a new page in ties with the Saudi-led coalition, provided they stop attacking civilians. Fighting is impacting humanitarian operations. President Trump's son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner says Mr. Trump has not made a decision just whether to formally recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Kushner spoke at the Middle East conference here in Washington.
What I'll say is that the president's going to make his decision and he hasn't made his decision? He's still looking at a lot of different facts, and that when he makes his decision, he'll be the one to want to tell you, not me. So he'll make sure he does that at the right time.
Senior Trump administration officials said last week the president could make that announcement this week. Past U.S. presidents have avoided the decision, insisting the state of Jerusalem's status must be decided in Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has warned any U.S. move would represent a threat to the future of the peace process and is unacceptable. Former Egyptian Prime Minister Ahmed Shafik insists he is considering a bid to run for president in next year's election. Shafik's comments came after his family said he had been taken away from his home in the United Arab Emirates and deported to Egypt. Shafik, a former military officer, denied he had been kidnapped. Incumbent president and former armed services chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who overthrew his predecessor Mohamed Morsi in 2013, has yet to announce his decision about running in the next election. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.